This is Mija Riedel for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art at the home of Mary Lee Hu in Seattle, Washington on March 18th, 2009. This is disc number one. And we're sitting here surrounded by the most extraordinary collection of books having to do with body adornment. We thought we'd just briefly discuss that library as one dimension of your career, which isn't necessarily always so well known.
Okay.
I don't know. As a maker, you've been engaged for 40 years.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, and really as a researcher and a traveler, a documenter of all types of jewelry from many different parts of the world.
Yeah, I guess I started making when I was 16. I started traveling when I was, 28, and started researching history of body adornment when I was, around 50. I've been adding things, I guess. So I haven't dropped anything out. I still travel, I still make, I still read, still collect stuff.
Do you have any idea how many volumes are here?
No, I haven't counted lately. Over 2,000, but I don't know.
And they focus on, what was the breakdown again of the category?
Body adornment. So the back bookcase wall is Western jewelry chronologically, a whole bunch of books on the major fine jewelry houses, a row of artist monographs alphabetically, and then so the general history of body adornment books at the bottom, history of jewelry, story of jewelry, etc. And then behind the couch here is a row of European exhibition catalogs and then a row of American exhibition catalogs, all jewelry. And then over on the other wall is non-Western ethnic jewelry, body adornment, and a lot of those books, some of them are just on the jewelry, but a lot of them are more anthropological texts on the tribe so that you get the jewelry out of context.
And then would you say the primary focus of that is Asia? Is it primarily China, Japan, Korea?
Well, I have a lot of Asian books because that's where I've been.
Right.
But we go from sort of general tribal ethnic style body decoration things to Africa, the Middle East, Islamic things, Central Asia, India, Nepal, Tibet, and China. And then slide into Chinese minority, we were just talking about, and then Southeast Asian and Pacific Island and North America, South America, Native American, and then a little section on European peasant traditional jewelry.
I've noticed a thread that runs through your way of doing things, which is very organized.
I like to categorize things, yes.
Is this something that, your father was an engineer, right?
Yeah.
Is this something that you learned early on?
I don't know. I like to categorize things.
That's true.
Oh, I forget the costume jewelry over on the side.
Right, and then there's your whole collection of lectures.
All the slides, from the lecture, body adornment lectures, and then the magazines, all the textbooks are in the basement. You haven't seen the basement yet. The textbooks, I collected 20th century metalsmithing texts because I thought, well, if students look at some of the old work, they'll think, how dated.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be interesting to see what those people were looking at, what books, what kind of how-to things did they have then. And then all the magazines, the runs of the magazines that I have. So
it seems like there's a very scientific way of documenting and researching that permeates your way of working. And it reminds me of when I was reading about some of the material about your early life, just the interest in science and art.